I'm a millionaire.
Breaking news. Suge Knight sends powerful message from prison. Basically, in so many words, it's on and it's popping. He has systematically divulged the information to break the case in the Tupac murder. The Suge Knight set to be released from prison. Is it going to happen? He is putting executives on notice. He's filing fraud cases. He is shaking down the music industry from prison. We're going to listen to this clip from Suge Knight, and I had to announce this. You know, about a week ago, I done a chat. It's posted up on the community board. And please subscribe to the channel. But I've done a chat and asked the question, will Suge Knight be released from prison? Because of the information that he has and these phone calls from prison is an attack. And he is unleashing an assault, a legal assault, character assault. And he's springboarding off of the Diddy case. Diddy on trial. Snoop Dogg connection revealed. Suge Knight. And let me just say this, and as we talk about flowers, I think this is just a good season for flowers. And let me just say this. You know, they used optics here in this conspiracy. I think it's important to note that they use optics. You know, the big bad Suge Knight, he's responsible for everything. He always wears the blood colors and the gang members of Compton. And they used all those optics to frame him as the one that was responsible for Tupac's death. And behind the scenes, they're brokering deals, billion-dollar deals, for publishing, masters, ownership of the label. And these power brokers are going back and forth, and these gang members are used as pawns, and we are all fools, all of us, been played. This phone call was different from any other phone call because he said immediately after this was the Suge Knight green light. And I gotta play this. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel of his friend Dave. His name is Dave. I don't know how he knows him, but they go back a long time, and he's having these phone calls with Dave. And let me just say this. There's a lot of, let's just say, hey, listen, at the end of the day, we don't like these devils either, okay? Shout out to Suge Knight. And he clears up some things here, man. Man, Snoop Dogg connection is going to get hot. Told you this early. I'm very thankful for the follow through. You know, God is, you know, his word is coming to pass. And we talked about this. Snoop Dogg, no fly zone. No longer the king of the West Coast. That's over. The revelation that Snoop was involved in the murder of Tupac, he will be dethroned as the king of the West. And may God, yeah, go to work, God. We got your way. Just move out of God's way and let God do what he got to do. Shout out to Jaguar Wright. Man, where do we go with this, man? I'm just pumped up. The involvement, Diddy and his involvement, you know, he breaks it down in this conversation, Suge Knight, and I'm about to pull it up right now. Just give me a second here. He breaks it down. He breaks it down how the executives over there at Interscope, which we call the principalities of the West Coast principalities, ruling the airwaves, poisoning the minds of God's people, working for the occult, working for the Lizard Queen. Okay, that's what they're doing. Universal, Interscope, and all these little poor black kids that rap and sing and dance get sucked into their little sick little game. Okay, and you know, yeah. Anyway, let's get to this. God is so good, man. This is like Christmas for the conspiracy theorists. This is like conspiracy theorist heaven. This is great.
They all said they didn't want nobody in there with a penalty. I mean, Irene, he gonna stick those lawyers on you. He gonna stick those DAs on you. They gonna pay me $4 million because the media took all those songs. That's a project. It's owned by Jeff Rowe.
I'm Dave Mays, and this is Collect Call with Suge Knight. What you're about to hear are conversations, raw and uncut, with the legendary founder of Death Row Records. He's currently serving a 28-year sentence in California State Prison. His honesty, vulnerability, and current state of mind will all be heard in this groundbreaking podcast series, featuring conversations with me and many other guests who have agreed to accept Suge's collect call. Suge will be putting periods to all question marks while answering everything hip-hop fans worldwide want to know. History will be made and documented in real time each week on Collect Call with Suge Knight. Suge and I both want to hear from you, so if you have any questions or input, please be sure to contact us at Breakbeat Media, authentically hip-hop. Welcome to Collect Call with Suge Knight.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded. To accept this call, dial 5 now.
My grandfather on my mother's side, mother's father, rather, he wrote the song Corrina, Corrina.
Corrina, Corrina, where you been so long? Corrina, Corrina.
Play guitar and sing shit. And when he did that song, not only did not get paid, they made a movie about it. Still didn't get paid. So I was like, well, you know what? Let me find out what that publisher stuff about it. That's why the first thing I started getting into was the publishing. Getting ready to put out Doggy Style, Michael Fuchs called me and said, hey, I would like to give you $100 million. Give you 2 studio art studios, $10 million apiece. Leave Interscope, come directly with me. And Dion was involved in it. Dion Ward was involved in it also. So you know me being a ghetto, I'm like, put that in writing and fax it to me. Wasn't no emails and no shit like that, or text messages. So he put it in writing, he faxed it to me. I called an emergency meeting with Ted Fields and Jimmy Iovine. I said, look, I know how, not just you, how we can leave Time Warner and go do a deal somewhere else. They said, how can we do that? So I explained it to him. They was like, well, how do we get proof? I said, read this. I got the proof on the fax machine. The fax. They read it to me like, that's good. I said, yeah, I ain't never slow. I said, where I'm from, if you slow, you get taken advantage so I'm not slow. So that's when they was all happy because they can leave Time Warner and do a deal somewhere else. Doug Morris used to work for Time Warner. I met Doug, and Doug was an incredible guy, and I felt he was a great guy. Jimmy used to work for A&M. Jimmy was like, we can go back to A&M. I said, no, let's go with Doug going. And Doug ended up going to MCA. That's how we all ended up at MCA.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
The crazy thing about that, you would think their loyalty would be to me. One of the things with the Broomfields, I was in prison at the time. They sued Interscope.
Now, I want to just, let me just say this, okay, because he's breaking down the power structure of the music industry and how they power broke and how behind the scenes, they're really, what they're doing is they're robbing the publishing, they're taking the ownership. This is a nefarious practice that's been going on for a long time. We see the theater, we see the artists and the controversy, but what you don't see is the deals that you see who benefits from these murders, who benefits from these rap beefs, the real power structure. So, you know, and Suge Knight doesn't get the credit for being a good executive, you know what I'm saying, because of the optics and the media being able to take advantage of the optics. He's then not able to get the credit for having the musical instincts and the business acumen to market his artists the right way properly, to take care of his artists properly, to help, you know, build careers for them and stuff like that. You know, so he's not given all that credit. So this is just a very interesting way this is playing out, how the big bad monster, Suge Knight, turns out to be, maybe more on the side of good than we have actually thought, you know what I mean? So this is great. And he's riding for Pac. Shout out to Pac. And he's riding for Pac. And he's riding for Afeni Shakur. And what we're finding out is the darlings of the music industry, you know, the ones that, and shout out to all of the sponsors. We want to shout them out too. You know, the ones who put Diddy's face in front of us all over the place, all those corporate sponsors. Why not just, this is a conspiracy theorist, like conspiracy theorist heaven. Yeah, why not just go ahead and just take a minute to take it all in? Why don't we? And all the sponsors of Snoop Dogg, all of the companies, wouldn't it be great if every single one of them, one by one, say, we don't want nothing to do with this guy? Okay, so this thing is getting really interesting. So this part of the conversation, he is lighting up the executives, and he is telling the stories that we would probably never hear is finally coming out. And I think, you know, me sharing this is, I think this is kind of what he expects people to do. This is why he's calling in. For us to take this and listen to it and share it, because he's also, this is also tying into Diddy and some of the heinous things that he's been doing too, you know. And this is one of the reasons why I think that the Tupac, real issue of the Tupac thing, we'll get to that on another day, but the whole thing with Tupac was that he was brought into this kind of social elite environment with Quincy Jones and all these guys. And he was like, nah, I ain't with it. And Diddy was like, I want it. I'm going to do it. He wanted to do it. And Tupac's like, I don't want to do it. And Suge stood up with him, you know, and it looks like they just wasn't going down that road, and they couldn't be controlled. And so they became a threat. So, you know, it's interesting to see how the tables are turning. It's interesting to see how many mistakes these guys have made along the way, in terms of trying to steal Death Row. They even went on a whole media campaign. Snoop Dogg is now the new, Snoop Dogg's the new owner of Death Row Records. And Suge pulls the G card and pulls his G files and say, hold up, you don't own Death Row Records. You're committing fraud. So he's using that whole media run to damn near guarantee that he's gonna snatch a couple million from about a whole bunch of people. And so he is systematically doing it, and he's got him by the balls, as you would say. So I'm gonna get back to this. This is Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. Incredible. I love it.
They sued Death Row. Jimmy and Interscope with the Broomfields behind Corrupt for $50,000. they got Jimmy to settle for $50,000 so they can win, and they should have put everything on the black man. Once again, since Interscope and Jimmy themselves for $50,000, they admitted guilt. It cost me $10 million. Interscope sends Death Row a letter. Interscope distributes Death Row catalog. My deal with Interscope, they pay $300,000 every month for operation fee for my label. They sent the letter saying they don't want to be involved in business and distribute any records or any artists that one gets in trouble, two, curse on the records. And the crazy thing about it, that's one of the reasons why they said they wanted Entree with them. Because right after they got Entree, he did an interview with MTV saying, hey, I would never curse on records, I would never call women, I would never do any of this stuff. That's why he did that album they put out called Aftermath. It was called Who Been There, Who Done That.
I'm not going to play this part, guys. I'm going to skip it because I don't want to get flagged by YouTube. But he's talking about Dr. Dre and how Dr. Dre made his kind of memorial shift from being, you know, the flunky of Eric Wright, Eazy-E, to just being this conglomerate legendary producer. And he just became this, you know, not saying that he didn't put out hit records and classics, but these were the backdoor deals that freed him from his contract and then allow him to basically rob Suge Knight.
Tupac sold him on his own. He should pay for all that. Hammer was in the studio, stole all his loans, he should get that from.
Now listen to this right here. Now listen. You know I'm going to give you that, you know, they got the tea, I got the honey. I'm going to give you this drip. Listen, check this out. He is about to break down how members of Snoop's camp ran in and stole the masters. And now the yo, this is so deep right here. Yo, fam, everybody that's listening to this, please pray for everybody involved. Because this might bring down the entire hip-hop conspiracy world, all that. Because you have to understand what he's telling you in this right here. Listen to this.
And Dad stole a couple of reels and a pop songs and going around trying to sell them. Dad destroyed his catalog. Jimmy tells the security guy, that's my...
Listen, they just got finished talking about how Snoop Dogg had the walkie-talkies talking to the hitmen when they shot Tupac. Now they're talking about members of Snoop's camp ran into the office and took the masters of Tupac's music and tried to sell it. You got to understand, Suge Knight is not playing. Let's just start with that. He's not playing. This phone call right here should be seen as the equivalent of a big fat green light in every respect. And I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people out there doubling and tripling up on security right now. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people, you know, he's pretty much calling everybody G5. When you get to this, there's a certain point where he starts shifting. He starts talking about, I want $1 million from you. I want $1 million from you. You're going to give me $1 million. You're going to get, because he know he's holding all aces. This right here is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, kicking ass.
My friend, bring me all this catalog, archives, and all this stuff. I'm going to keep it safe for him right here in prison. So the security guy brings it to Jimmy. Jimmy and David Corn went back at home.
You didn't know.
I'll tell you, I didn't know about this. So when I came home, I'm like, getting ready to put my archives and all my masters and, you know, put my shit back together. Where's all my Interscope's at? My Interscope's at my wake up business with them. And like when Jimmy said this, he was looking out for me. They'll be still destroying my catalog.
So, you know, I've always been an entrepreneur. When I was coming up the ranks, money wasn't constantly flowing as fast as my dreams were. I DOS for details, earning as a financial.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. You're going to start your business this year, 2024, manifested, and the last thing you need is the funding. The last thing you need is the money. You need your vision, need to you know, prove your concept, do your market research, and then God will give you exactly what you need. 2024 is the year, it's the year of God. Yeah.
Technology company.
You know, you can see them out there, the doggy style, or the crying, or whatever it was. Devontae might have had some drum beats. Quick might have had some drum beats. They took all those drum beats.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored.
See, he said they took all of his masters.
He's using it for albums. He did. The albums he's enjoying with, you know, all these other artists.
Wow.
I said, no, I don't worry about that, Jimmy. That's it for our catalog. I said, we'll talk about that later. Where's my... So he called Dan Korn in. Dan Korn's a real good guy. He owns business affairs. I like Dan Korn. So Dan Korn comes in and said, look, man, Jimmy said, tell him, so I'm with Jimmy and Dan Korn. And they said, my mother, Fanny, came up here with some guys with guns and said, hey, I want all of Tupac's stuff. They said they sell their stuff. So they showed guns. They took all the masters. And that's the craziest shit about this. We were doing, like, say, for instance, that Pac did a song, said it was a Dog Pound. That's not a Pac song. That's a Dog Pound song. So Pac was doing some songs for a soundtrack. That's not a Pac song. That was done for a soundtrack. We would record so many songs that he didn't like it, we didn't use it. So then when it came to, we was doing a One Nation project. On this One Nation project, we was going to get people from the East Coast, people from the Midwest.
Okay, power move. I gotta break this down to y'all, because while he's shouting this out, you have to understand what's going on. Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I swear for God. You gotta understand what he shout out to Chris Gotti. Okay, let me just say this, man. There's some real stuff going on right here, man. And I ain't gonna even get too much in, but I'm telling you right now, he talking about that One Nation when it was all about to go independent before the Illuminati took out all those companies that was gonna break away from the Illuminati distribution. And it was gonna go independent. Now you gotta understand something. These are not your reverends, okay? So you can't. Don't conflate the fact that these dudes is hood dudes and stuff like that, that they evil, like the same, like Diddy and these dudes. These dudes is a different type of dudes. So you're dealing with something. These is just hood dudes that done got into the music business and they're operating their record companies. Now, Suge Knight done real legitimate business. So people don't give him credit for that. He's ran a good independent record label and they had a lot of good ideas and they done a lot of good business. But when they started to pull away from Universal, the Elite, the Jimmy Iovine, West Coast Principality, the Leo Cohen, East Coast Principality, ruler over the airways of the demonic forces, took them out. Now, if they was rocking with Jesus Christ, you know what I'm saying, they probably would have been all right. But they didn't know what they was dealing with. They didn't know they was dealing with witchcraft and the devil and the sacrifices and all this other stuff. So these boys is just hood dudes caught up in something way deeper than they could ever imagine. You know what I'm saying? But now that he done got this sentence to these 28 years in prison, now he can pull everybody hook because he know all where all the bodies is buried.
Down south, the West Coast is going to be like One Nation. Everybody did this project.
How much of that did y'all record?
Oh, man, it had to be probably about 80-some songs, right? So when they took all those songs, that's the project is owned by Def Row, not by Interscope, not by no one, but Def Row. So I'm thinking, like, this is... So now I got to try to get to this spot. And everything started going... I start, you know, when something happens, you make you think. And Pac's mother came to visit me in prison. So when she came to visit me in prison, I'm like, hey, I've been hearing a lot of crazy shit. He said, yeah, Chef, he's my... She talked to me, she looked at me, said, look, I always loved you. I still do love you. Pac nuts. He said he was his big brother. He said he was the closest person to him. He was nice with him. He said, I think he loved you when he loved me. I said, nah, he was lovely. He said, you know, I still from me. You know, if I had, I didn't feel good, mom. When he started laughing, she said, but I have a problem dealing with you because they told me you had my son killed.
Now listen here, ladies and gentlemen, he's riding for Tupac. Please understand, once he brought up Afeni Shakur, Mother Afeni Shakur, you gotta understand, he's riding for Tupac. This is West Coast politics, and he's telling you, he's riding for Tupac. Tupac got a lot of people who love him, just like Nipsey Hussle, even more than Nipsey Hussle. Tupac is almost considered like a Martin Luther King or something like that in a lot of people's lives. So, the throne of Dr. Dre is crumbling, Interscope, all in this phone call.
I threw it today. She said, but Interscope. So she never told me who. In a life body cut down. Oh, I get it. So my mother was trying to work me. They gonna turn her against me. They gonna lie on me. And the sad thing about that shit, she died.
He's not done with Snoop. He makes it.
When she was busy, then you get it.
Listen to what he says about Snoop, too. You got to listen to what he says about Snoop. Because he's talking to Snoop with very little words, but he's speaking very loudly. He said, because Snoop, we already know what you did. And watch this.
When she was visiting you, and she you saying she told you that they told her that you were responsible for Pac dying, and y'all... I mean, did she leave? Did y'all talk about it? How did that get left? She never.
Well, we kept talking, but then you know, we kept talking, and then rushed out because you know you don't have so much time. I could tell it really bothered. She was in tears, you know. But it was a lie. Honestly. So now I understand that what people want to do to play dirty.
Get him. See, now he calling it out. See, this is what happened. He done seen the plot.
So, you know, I had that on my mind. And I had another thing on my mind. I was like, okay, Jimmy can't resist me because they did a Dr. Mass album. And I dropped it. So then I was like, well, what can we do to make it better? You got to go back to the basics. Force cussing and put everybody on it. So as you know, they were trying to cause the chronic. I was like, nah, you can't cause a chronic 2 or chronic 2000, chronic nothing. Because the chronic is what I need. I'm trying to even come up with that name. So, as we're going through all that, Jimmy says, well, I'll give you $1 off each CD that's sold. Each unit that's sold, I'll give you $1 if you're going to use that chronic. That's not, I'd rather not. Because y'all distributed my stuff. I said, y'all don't want to deal with people who get in trouble or people who cuss on records. I'm going to shoot this record company cuss. So.
Now, let me just clear this up. It's only for their outlets, okay? So when he's talking about these record labels saying, you know, oh, you know, we don't like the gangster rap records because the gangster rap records is swearing on it. We don't want music with swearing. It's not because they love Jesus Christ that they don't want swearing on it. They don't want swearing on it because they want to be able to get it to the airwaves that they want to control. So certain channels won't allow them to play certain type of music. So they're limited on how much they can influence you. So they need it to be mainstream. It needs to look gentle and harmless or be as close to, but still do the same type of damage, you know what I'm saying? So these principalities, these spirits, you know, these demonic forces, like, they don't really care about, you know, the message being positive. So I just wanted to clarify that real quick.
He said, remember, if we use your name, I'm going to pay you $1 off each record or so. So now, the advertisement is crying. When they put the CD out, instead of using the chronic, they use the logo. appreciate that. When I first met you, I told you, I'm not slow. Well, I'm slow. If you're slow, you get taken advantage of. So I say it like this.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
If I go to the ratings, I say, if I put this magazine out and I use the ratings, hey, I'm going to give you $1 off each magazine I sell. At the last minute, I don't use the Raiders name, I use the Raiders logo. So, that's still using the Raiders name, but they see the logo. If you see the logo,
I mean, this is, I mean, he talked about how his label got strong-armed and everything from Interscope when they took, you know, the whole Dr. Dre deal and everything, which you got to remember, 50 Cent is tied to that. Eminem is tied to that. You got billions and billions of dollars tied to this phone call that this man is out here going bananas on, for real, though. You know what I'm saying? Because he's basically saying that the foundation of everything that you built was off my imprint, which is meaning that it's my intellectual property. So, and he's using the momentum of the Diddy thing and the Tupac murder investigation and the Keefe D, and he's doing it all right now. The man is going bananas. I just have to say this. I'm very, very thankful as a conspiracy theorist. This is like Christmas.
The Raiders logo, you gonna say that's the Raiders, right? So if you take the chronic leaf, you don't say the name, but you use the leaf that we use, it's gonna be what?
Yeah, they're gonna know what it is.
Then you'd be a scary, but it's gonna be the chronic. Not say it for you. You see, there's a thing, I know they're saying it's the chronic.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So now I've got all these things I gotta bring up. I need my catalog, I need my master. We get sued. Tommy Tola, Tony. Interscope, Jimmy. Defro, me. They throw everybody out because they sell. Everybody sell. So you can't come back.
This was a lot. Who sold y'all?
The Harrisons. Lady Harrison. But the crazy thing about that, Jimmy stepped up and said, I'm going to make sure we get this up because it's my fault. It's okay. Now, moving forward, they still haven't gave my $1 million back or anything else. Moving forward, Jimmy, they was complaining. They was writing letters. My brass writing letters saying, hey, people are trying to do this and I'm going to get you all this type of stuff. David Kidder knows. They both know. The kidnapped. David Kidder and Jimmy. Me and the homies catch things to say they got two things to get up there with. They didn't get neither one of them, so that was a great job done. But far beyond all that, this is it against me. I should have seen it coming, but I never did. So I try to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. First, Snoop did a song called Midnight Love.
All right, so let me just give you just a quick synopsis of what he's about to break down, just so that you understand it, because I know everybody's not aware of the music business lingo and all that type of stuff, just to make it quick. Okay, so basically what he's talking about here is that Snoop Dogg, when he was signed to Death Row, had a couple of projects he wanted to get distributed and put out. He wanted to market, do music videos for. He came to him for the budget, came to Suge Knight. Listen, I need $1 million to do a video. Suge Knight said, look, if I give you $1 million to do a video, you're going to have a single. Why don't you put the single together with four other songs, make it an EP, so then it'll be worth it for doing the music video for the single, because it's following behind another body of work. It's not just like one song by itself. So he told him, another executive stepped in, which is basically Jimmy Iovine. You know, he's just like Leo Cohen or Liar Cohen, you know what I mean? The liar, you know, these principalities where they come in and they try to, you know, do some type of deal with you, split up Jay-Z and Dame Dash, make Dame Dash the bad guy. It's the same philosophy. They do the same thing. They did the same thing with Death Row. You know what I'm saying? It's the same exact thing. And he just explaining how, you know, Snoop started taking money from the devil. You know what I'm saying? And then they turned around and then they charged Suge Knight too. So Suge Knight is actually a really good businessman, is what we're starting to realize, in that he was just getting picked apart. But this here phone call, he's got a little bit of lay down on him, like a little bit of like lay down. Like, yeah, we done talking. You know what I mean? It's like one of them type of conversations. Pretty much, yeah, just go ahead and lay down. Yeah, we done talking here. You're going to give me my money. You're going to get, oh, I'm going to just completely just destroy everybody. Like, and that's the type of time he's on. And I'm loving every bit of it. Yeah, I am. I really am. Shout out to Dame Dash, man. Shout out to Dame Dash. You know, Jay-Z, just as a sidebar, Jay-Z has the nerve to put out, to make this whole memorial of himself. Have you heard about this in New York? The Book of Hove Museum. You know, this guy's a nut. He is a nut. He is trying to deify himself. May God strike him down. Jay-Z... This dude has built the Book of Hove like he's a saint. Like he's a saint. And didn't even include Dame Dash. Dame Dash was the one who fought for him. Isn't that horrific? One of the things that these guys have in common, the ones who came up from the ghetto and got, you know, married into this Illuminati, you know what I'm saying? You know, the thing about these dudes is like, they'll backstab anybody to get ahead. And that's what we're starting to see in the Jay-Z story of him and Aaliyah. And I can't wait till that start coming out a little bit more. I'm really waiting. I'm really waiting to make a video about the new news that's coming out about Jay-Z, Aaliyah, and whatever was said, and Aaliyah. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, get him, God. I'm loving it. Hey, and notice God is using whoever he want to use. Shout out to G.O.D. for using a bunch of regular, imperfect individuals to fight these devils. Because at the end of the day, you're fighting against the devil, bro. That's what he is exposing, bro. We talking about these parties. Now everybody's talking about the parties. And I'm going to shout out to everybody who, let me just put this up real quick. Yeah, just take a quick sidebar Matter of fact, no, that's not the right version. Let me put this one up. Yeah, that's more correct. So all these guys that love to be next to Diddy, because being next to Diddy meant you was really big, like Rick Ross. Rick Ross loves to be next to Diddy all the time. You know, he loves to take pictures with Diddy, and, you know, he's hugging him. He's really hugging. And I really was questioned about that, the way they was tugging, you know, but they're always snugging. Somehow they seem to, I don't know. But, yeah, they was always together. Meek Mill with Diddy, Ross, French Montana, Jay-Z. They always took their pictures together. Like, let me see here. It's like they do a photo shoot. It's like that one. That's Diddy and Meek Mill's photo shoot, date night. And then you got Diddy there. He loves Diddy. Do you still love Diddy? You loved him. That's right. He was at the party loving. And these guys, they always do a photo shoot together. We're elites. Murdered our way to the top. What happened to Big L, bro? Big L? Yo, Jay-Z whole style be sounding like Big L. The real Jay-Z is Big L. You think that's going to have come out one day? Huh? I'll let that fly right off the tip of my prophetic tongue. Huh? You think that's going to come out one day, how he stole his style? Thief. One of the characteristics of the devil, just a thief, just a stealing old little ass. Stealing. All these, Diddy too, stealing everybody credit. Dude make songs, they just put their name on it. Diddy. I said, I hear it. Ain't push the button. But a lot of people still love Diddy. He has these allegations, all kind of allegations of abuse, murder, and extortion, and all kind of crazy shit. I heard there's another fourth victim now. I mean, it's, by the time it's all said and done, we're going to be looking at 20 to 30 people. And that's probably not even everybody. By the time they do the press conference with all the lawyers and the pastors that's been supporting these victims. Because there's some pastors who's been supporting these victims. You know, prayer warriors, man. Prayer warriors. And they've been praying, and they have unfortunately have to know things that they don't want to know, but they have to pray for these people who coming out of this trauma, that these psychos were just having their way. I mean, just having their way. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I mean, Diddy, did you kill everybody? I'm just trying to figure out. I'm just trying to figure out, brother. I mean, Heavy D. Whitney Houston. Lord have mercy. He was the host at the Whitney Houston murder scene. God Almighty. Oh, my God. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And you know what? You know what? You know, when you get a young guy like that, Lord. I ain't gonna drop that one just yet. I'll drop it another day. Sometimes I got to chisio because I be getting on that physio. But everybody loved Diddy. Fab loved Diddy. You know, Fab party with Diddy. You know, big checks. You know, notice he's got the what's that called? The Warlock. He got the Warlock medallion. He's the Harry Potter in it. I'm gonna let him with him. He's got his broomstick. He's got. I want to be in Diddy. I want a record deal. Fabulous wants to be famous, more famous in Montana. You know, and they both told Diddy, "I belong to you." They both said it. They both looked him in his eye. They took off their shades. Diddy, look at me. I belong to you. I'm just wondering, are they still down together? Because they, you know, I haven't heard much, but I want them to always be together the way they were back then. Like that, you know what I'm saying? Together, same suit, friends, you know what I'm saying? You're friends with this sick nut, okay? And so is the boss. Look at that face. That's Atlanta. I put that in pink for the Ross man. I put that in pink. You know, the boss, the biggest boss in the game. Him and Perv. Oh, Lord. Lord says, okay. Oh, man. Thank you, God. This is great. Yeah, I have to put that up. Real American Dream Podcast. Please subscribe to the channel. And yeah, that's right there. That's the biggest boss in the game. His name is Rick Ross with his best friend, Diddy. That's right. That's right. All right. Should I stop now or should I come back? Come back. Oh, man. I just don't want you guys to forget how much Rick Ross loves Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because he was hugging and snugging for them deals. You know, and I'm just saying, you know, you wouldn't feel uncomfortable being around a guy like that with a mouth like that. Ooh, shines himself up and take pictures with a toothpick like that, with the glasses leaning down like that. Huh? With a hat like that, like you're fucking Zorro or some shit. Talk to me. Jesus Christ.
That is, reimburse them with a check, or if they owe me $5 million, they're going to pay me $4 million to $1 million to the studio. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then Mr. Knight today was going to have a dinner and lunch, and he was telling him how he should be straight with him. So that's why I was able to get in there off of Death Row, and that Jimmy had only getting $2 million. But I didn't give up my 30% management commission. That's how the shit got tricky when it came to the straight out of Compton shit in headphones.
It looks like I got a phone call today. It was an interesting call. So Snoop called me this morning. And, you know, I was talking to him about a few things, and he brought up his case, his murder trial, and he told me that, Suge, that you didn't pay for his legal fees, and that Jimmy Iovine paid for his legal fees. And then he also said that Michael Harris, who was in prison at the time, is the one that used his legal connections, lawyers and stuff, to get Snoop the best lawyers for his case. And I was like, man, that's crazy, because, you know, I'm pretty sure what Suge told me was true. So
I need it's like his day. I think you always gonna be good. Okay, Snoop. But you know, at the same time, man, I always say this. Most people believe that white people are ice cold and black people are ice, no matter what. Same ice. You know, that's how it goes. And the thing about it is just either Snoop nor he lying or he a fucking idiot. One of the two, either or. But the thing about it, I want to keep this energy good. I want to keep the energy good for the culture, on our people, and we can move forward and pass this.
I'm going to tell you something, man. You probably don't know why I'm excited, but as we get to the end of this phone call, you know, he talks about God and he talks about the devil, you know, and he calls out the devil and he said, I'm standing with God. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt that, man. And I was just like, wow. Wow, man. You know, you just never know what God will do, man, and the way that God does things, man, you know? And I'm always, like, amazed at the way he does what he does, you know? And you just got to let God be God. So you just got to back up and just let him do it and stop trying to fix it and solve it and figure it out. And God has his own way. He has his own way. Who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought this would be the biggest red pillar in the history of the existence of all mankind? It shouldn't. You know, from Snoop Doggy Dog and all this other crap. No, I would have never thought this. I'm sitting here saying, wow, this is amazing, man. I remember when this dude was all over the Source Magazine, XXL, the most dangerous man in hip hop, the worst guy ever. I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh my goodness. They had everybody. Oh my goodness. These guys are crazy, man. Unbelievable.
Rewrite history. Number one, if I do this thing, when I said I was going to help you get out of this murder case, every person told
song when he's here, he's doing prison. I'm like, I see him, I see him. And he takes the back up. But I still strapped up to him. And the other thing is this. I got the receipts where I paid for it. Now, since Jimmy says, since Jimmy Iovine told Snoop he paid for it, and Snoop believes that, I tell you what, Jimmy can own that. You can believe that, but fair is fair, right is right, wrong is wrong. Now, what I want from Jimmy is my the money back. So what I'm going to do now is, that's committing fraud. So I'm going to give me some lawyers who are not scared of the billboard to go after Jimmy and get every dollar I spent on Snoop's murder trial, number one. Number two, I know I ain't going to be able to get the money back. I have to take care of the DA to make sure it's oh, homeboy, stop ratting on him. He ratted on him. So I'm definitely going to give you my money. Now, if Michael Harris wanted to say, if Snoop told you that Michael Harris had David Kenner do that for free, I spent over $5 million. So what I'm going to do now is, I'm going to have my lawyer send David Kenner email. I want all my money back. I want all the hours they built me.
Listen to
this. And I want to go to the state bar. I used to slap. But in these days now, slap them. They tell all you I'm back where I'm sitting at now. So I had a lawyer to deal with in the state bar. So I will before David Kenner to the state bar. One thing they can't say, Johnny Cochran came in and did a favor for me. And Don Ray was paying. So David Kenner got $5 million plus. He running my shit. But the thing about this game is real plain and simple. There's only one truth. Most people are scared of it. That's why you want to rewrite history. The second thing is that, you know, I think they're trying to do, they turn around and say they're doing their lives, they bought their phone, they have that phone. You talking about the same who committed fraud gives me a death. Oh, I have that phone. I started to change, and ain't just no change, we got these branded on us. So for these dudes who want to say they have their phone and do all this tricky stuff, I'm going to legally attack them. First of all, I'm going to legally attack Denzel.
Listen to this shit.
Denzel tells Antoine Fuqua to do the death row documentary without me. The reason why they say Denzel doing it, I told Antoine to do it because Michael Harris gave Denzel money. That never gave me no for money, and guess what? I was investigated by the FBI, audited, went through my shit backwards and forwards. And he can choose what type of relationship Denzel got with the government. Because at the same time, if this motherfucker would say he gave you drug money, and you agree and said he did, and you tell Denzel, Denzel tell Antoine to get back to me on death row off Mr. Knight, what type of relationships you have. But we know what's up with Denzel. I bought some property and you know, every part. And it won't mean they're so bad. When I went and bought some land, they all signed paperwork spot. And it's considered they want blacks in there. But they all said they didn't want nobody there with a penalty. And Antoine, look here, boy. You know I know the goods on you. You want to start something? It's going to be something. But when people try to rewrite history and do a documentary on death row, who has nothing to do with death row, Snoop, you's an artist. Your first name is Snoop and Duke. You're not death row. And most importantly, how is y'all talking about Tupac when none of y'all are Tupac?
Listen to this. Oh my God.
Mike definitely don't know Tupac. Had nothing to do with Tupac. Snoop. We got to receive how you felt about the owner. That's what the problem is at. don't quite say things a little tight right now because everybody knows the truth's coming out.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He ain't say a lot, but he said a lot.
Well, one thing for sure, Dave, I'm going after Jimmy again for my brain. I'm going after David Kenneth this week. Matter of fact, when I hang up this phone with you, I'm going to call David Kenneth and tell him.
Both call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
Run me my brain. You know the sad thing about this day?
Yeah.
I always kept quiet. I always kept positive, right? My best. But it's like this. I went through it with Jerry Heller, and I fought. If these dudes are big deals, I think.
Man, I hate this, man.
Jerry said, one thing that between Jerry and Jimmy Iovine is two things. Saying up a right, Jerry Heller wants in every. Then he couldn't let him know. I respect Jerry Heller because he kept the street. He gonna send their gang members. He gonna send their organized crime. He gonna send one piece of bread and try to knock them down. He was all that. He did all that. God just blessed me more and made me strong. I'm still here. Jimmy Iovine, he gonna set the glories on you. He gonna sit those DAs on you.
Yo, this is so crazy.
He gonna sit those judges on you.
Oh my God.
I'm here. So he knows. Ball to strike to strike. But I ain't scared of him. Because even though I'm in prison, my happiness is here. No, I've been through this. I got the worst case of PTSD. Like a boy. And I've been through something. And you know, I get back down, I get back up. I get shot, I pass myself up. If you do fall and beat me off some bread, I don't fall on the ground and cry about it. I get on my feet and make some money. There's one thing for sure. If you did it once, you can do it again. So I'm doing a series, not me personally, but they're doing a series on the whole truth. Of everything. You know, I'm talking about a little series, you're gonna be able to tell detail, step by step, what really happened, how it really got started, and what really going on. Like I said, Dave, I appreciate the fact that you're gonna do stuff for culture. I'm not doing it for no brand, I don't get paid. If I can give back, or somebody can learn from my mistakes or the great things I did and become better than me, I'm doing something. I think we all need to take a deep breath. People should network together. People should see how far we can go as a team than as a situation where we fight amongst each other. War is never good for no one.
That boy talking.
At the same time, I'm not running from it. I'm already in the hole. I'm sitting right here. You think you had an opportunity to move forward, they'll appreciate their freedom. They'll appreciate their life. And for Snoop, you were pushing Death Row when you was on Death Row. Why pushing that? You got the opportunity, Snoop. You with the right girl, with the right, you put Martha Stewart and all of them. Who's that positive you said you were doing? Church. Rather than that, all of a sudden you meet the white dude that y'all gangsters. Y'all drug dealers. What? They had it, man. Could they stand an audit? They probably can. Because at the same time, if they catch them dirty, they ain't going to do nothing about it. I'm going to do it like this. They know they don't have a right to the merchandise. They must honor them what it is. Jack in the Box, you get sued. Anytime.
This man is going down the list. Everybody, this dude got about 20 lawsuits running. Listen, and you got to understand. Once you, oh my goodness.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
I was shooting the Jack in the Box commercial. And I had on Nike or Adidas, Polo. It was hard to color that logo. You know, like to use it. Jack in the Box. You can do a motherfucking Jack in the Box commercial. A street boy of Jeff O'Shea. That's not easy to wear. And once again,
damn.
You got the proof.
Yo, this boy right here.
Now what I'm going to do, the $1 million I paid to sell it with you for adjustment, I want my $1 million back.
Give it up, now, give it up.
So David Kennedy says he did that trial for school that was very polite. Not only do I want my money back, when Lydia has got the for adjustment, she said her partner was attorney David Kennedy.
And let me just give you just a little real drip right here, because when you look at what's going on with Diddy, one of the things that's going on with him is he getting hit with all them legal fees. Them legal fees is going to smoke him, and he's losing sponsorships, so it's like all money out. You know what I'm saying? And he only as strong as his dollar and his worth. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, damn. You know what I'm saying? So what he's doing, and everything is attached to that brand. You understand? Once you... Yo, he is just annihilating, yo. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is some crazy.
But the crazy thing about that, Lydia filed bankruptcy, never mentioned Death Row. David Kidder filed bankruptcy, never mentioned Death Row.
Oh.
If I did something like that, I'd be where I'm sitting. In truth. So now, I want to follow all this. They did wrong. I want to get compensated. I was living in a glass house. One of the most positive things I could tell both of you two individuals. Don't start a rock fight when you live in a glass house. Okay, before I let you go,
yeah,
I understand what you're trying to do. You probably get these calls because at the end of the day, they probably threaten you. They probably trying to intimidate you. They probably don't want you fucking with nobody but them. Don't believe all that bullshit.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
God got you, not got you. And before I go, that's all I always say. You can get rich with the devil's money, but you only can be happy with God's money. So I'm going to pray you bum ass niggas out. I'm signing y'all straight up.
So... did that give you chills or what, man? Like, you can be rich with the devil's money, but you can only be happy with God's money. Wow. Man, oh, man. Like I say, man, Jesus is still on the throne. What an amazing thing. Shout out to everybody who's been through it. And this is for you. This is, you know, justice for you. And so many people, man, have not had a voice, you know. So many people, it's like, I remember, I mentioned this before, but I read a book some years ago, and individuals, you know, dealing with the cult and, you know, what it's like being a part of that and how they treat you and, you know, and try to control you. And it's just a dark life. And there's so many victims there. Whose voices I just never heard, man. And maybe sometime it feel like, damn, God, like, why would you let them have this ability to do this to people? You know, and even where they're supposed to be good people, then that's corrupted too. You know, and it's like, oh my goodness. And but somehow our God sits on the throne. You know, he sits on the throne, and you know, he'll take the most unassuming, and it's always that quality, this unassuming, this displaced, misplaced. You know, I was listening to when people talk about him, I said, man, the nerve. But anyway, Mike Tyson, and he says, you know, it's not, you know, having money is about doing things for other people. You know, it's about being able to do things for other people. It doesn't make you happy doing things for yourself. It makes you feel good when you do things for other people. And I said, wow, you know how precious of a truth that is and how badly we need it? It should be written on your forehead. Everybody should think that way. And but because of his look, you know, even though he gives us our scripture to think and be like God, it's closest thing I've heard. And, you know, and yet we can't get it. We can't take it from him, you know, because of the vessel. That's just how we are. You know, that's how, you know, the society is. And so you get these individuals, and I won't even dare mention some of these liberal politicians, and they get up there and they smile with the skirt and the freaking hairdo. They're monsters, nuts. I mean, damn. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when you realize it's just a, you know, it's a mind, you know what? And so it's like God is turning around so at least people can see. I just say, you know, let God do what he's doing. And I realize, you know, he doesn't need that much of our help. You know, just let him do what he do. And he's doing it. So anyway, guys, I just had to share that. That was just, I don't know, it was something about the way he said, you know, you can get rich with the devil's money. It's amazing the things that I've seen God do just in the last couple of days, even with that. And you talk about that, but I'm definitely going to be talking about financing and funding and without having to sell your soul to the devil. How's that sound? How's that sound? Does that sound good? Is that a good thing? Because I feel like sometimes in certain, you know, it's like anything that's about progress somehow is like bad. And I just reject that idea, that notion. I can't entertain that. I just literally cannot. But God is able. You know, you can move ahead. You can dream your dream and do great things, and you don't gotta sell yourself and sell your soul and do these detestable things that these guys have done. And that's always been my vision. That's gonna happen. It's literally going to happen. And I know some people are gonna love it. The people who are walking with God and who understands, you know, that we're coming into a time when. Yeah, that's going to be commonplace. So just go ahead and just get used to it. Don't, you know, one comes down and one comes up. So that's where we're going. We're going up. We're going to continue to go up. And our start, it starts on the inside and it works its way to the outside. And yeah, so that's for somebody out there. Have yourself a wonderful one. Have yourself a wonderful one.